done to society itself, end quote. High crimes, in other words, are abuses of power committed against the people. This is exactly what President Trump has done. And yet, I have to admit, I think the president's distractions are working, because most folks are probably sitting at home thinking, what in the world has any of this got to do with me? How does stopping foreign aid to Ukraine actually affect my life? That's why, with my time, I want to take a step back and remind everybody in this body and everyone watching at home what this is really about. President Donald J. Trump wielded the enormous powers of the presidency to cheat in the 2020 election. Specifically, he used our nation's leverage over an ally, undermining our national security, to try to smear the opponent he feared most in the general election. That wasn't an attack on Vice President Biden. It was an attack on our democracy. And if we don't hold the president accountable for it, we will set a catastrophic precedent. Anytime a future president is afraid of losing re-election, they'll feel entitled to do whatever it takes to win, even if they have to abuse their power to do it. If we set that precedent, if we decide the president is above the law, then we will no longer live in a democracy. We will live in a dictatorship, trading the values of Madison for the values of Moscow. That's why this should matter to every single person watching tonight. Because if the president gets away with trying to cheat in the 2020 election, he will no longer be responsive to the will of the people. That means he could launch wars, sending young people into harm's way without worrying about facing repercussions at the ballot box. He can continue to separate children from their parents and lock them in cages without worrying about public outrage. He could take away your health care, pocket your tax dollars, do whatever he wants. If the president can cheat to win re-election, the people lose their voice, and he's no longer a president, he's a king. I'm proud to represent the great state of Rhode Island, the very first state that said enough to King George III. And once again, I am here on behalf of my state to say enough. In America, we don't bow to the president because he works for us, we the people. But here's the thing. The people don't vote on impeachment. Congress does. So before I close, I want to speak directly to my Republican friends. Wake up.